بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، إمام أحمد رحمه الله، we came to the section where he said، قال ومن لقيه وقد أقيم عليه حد، وقد أقيم عليه حد ذلك الذنب في الدنيا فهو كفارته، كما جاء في الخبر عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، ومن لقيه مسرا غير تائب من الذنوب التي استوجب بها العقوبة فأمره إلى الله، إن شاء عذبه وإن شاء غفر له، ومن لقيه وهو كافر عذبه ولم يغفر له أو لم يغفر له. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah says, whoever meets Allah, after the hujjah, the had has been applied upon him, after the had punishment, the penal punishment for the sin that he committed, it's been applied upon him in the dunya. In the dunya, meaning that he was already punished for the punishment for the sin that he committed. Then that will be his expiation, that will be his kafara. As has come in the authentic narrations from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and whoever meets Allah musirran, يعني غير تائب, he's musir, he continues upon his sin, he's done a major sin and he's continuous upon that, he's not ta'ib, he's not a person who's repentful for the sins that he's committed, then this is the one, استوجب بها العقوبة, he is deserving of a punishment. He's deserving of a punishment. A threat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on him, but his affair is left to Allah. فَأَمْرُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. So that dhanb which is deserving, I should say a better translation. Let's give you a better translation. That sin that he did is deserving of him being punished. Not necessarily that he should be punished, because we can't say that about Allah. You can't say that Allah has to punish fulan, because the Prophet said in a hadith where two people, he mentioned about a person that was he did his sin, and a sahabi said about him he spoke ill of that person, that this one he doesn't fear Allah or something like that. He said a statement about that individual. So that individual was drinking alcohol and he was musir upon that and he was being punished. And so a sahabi said, there's two narrations I'm going to mention here. One of them is, he spoke ill of him, he reviled that person. So the Prophet said, don't say that, for he loves Allah and his Rasul. So we have to be careful that we don't put ourselves in front of Allah with regards who is deserving of punishment and who is not. And who is deserving of being reviled and who is not. We don't put ourselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we leave the affair to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the leader of the Muslims, he is the one is in charge of bringing about the penal judgments and the penal punishments according to the crime the person has committed. That is for the leader of the Muslims, for us, not for me and you. Second narration is the narration where, again, a person had spoken ill of somebody who's continuously doing a sin. And the person said, Allah will not forgive fulan. You can find this in the Book of Repentance in Riyadh al-Salihin. Allah will not forgive fulan. لا يغفر الله فلان. So Hadith Qudsi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, من ذا الذي يتآلى علي. Who is يتآلى علي, who is trying to be in my position or take the affair in his hand. من ذا الذي يتعالى عليه أو من هذا الذي يتعالى عليه قد غفرت ذنبه وأحبطت عمله. قد غفرت ذنب هذا, the one who you have accused of not being forgiven, I've forgiven him, and as for you, I've nullified your deeds. That's Allah Salama. So this is a great sin to go around being upon that way. So a better translation of what Imam Ahmad is saying, Rahimahullah, he's saying whoever meets Allah with a sin that he's continuously upon, and that sin is deserving of punishment. That sin is one of the sins that already is clarified that there's going to be a punishment for that sin in the Sharia. فَأَمْرُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ His affair is with Allah. So, this is refuting the way of Khawarij. We're refuting the way of Khawarij. فَأَمْرُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ Amru is not upon your the affair, his affair, he's done a sin, a major sin, his affair is left to Allah. Yani, if it is not left to the leader of the Muslims who's going to punish him, and he's not being punished, then his affair is left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah wills, he punishes him. And if he wills, he forgives him. And whoever meets him while he's a disbeliever, Allah will punish him and never forgive him. That's clear from Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. No doubt about it. Shaykh Rabi Hafidullah, he says, كان نعم he says يعني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان في طائفة من أصحابه رضي الله عنهم قال ألا تبايعوني the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم one day he says was amongst the companions this hadith is in Bukhari he says was amongst the companions and he said to them one time ألا تبايعوني don't you give me بيعة يعني the oath of allegiance meaning that you will accept and you will hear and obey your leader And he said to them, "Bayyuni ala an la tushriku bihi billahi shay'a." That you are here and obey me in what? That you do not commit shirk with Allah in anything. Wala tusriku, and you do not steal. Wala taznu, and nor do you fornicate. Wala taqtulu awladakum, and don't kill your children. Wala taqtulu awladakum. Wala ta'tu bibuhtan bayna aydikum wa arjulikum. And also, do not enter affairs of buhtan, of slanders, between yourselves. Make it your daydana. Daydanak. Yani your affair is always buhtan, slandering your Muslim brothers. Or the sisters slandering their Muslim sisters, and so on and so forth. Bayi'uni, that you don't do these things. Who is he talking to? The Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And this is also for us, that we don't fall into these affairs of haram. Wala ta'asumun, wala ta'asuni. Fil ma'roof and don't disobey me in those things of ma'roof, of righteous matters. And that, and Sheikh Rabi Hawla says, "Yani bay'at al-nisa," meaning the bay'ah of the women. The women, when they came to give him bay'ah, this is what he said to them: "Qalu bay'anak ala dhalik." They said, "We will give you bay'ah, the oath of allegiance. We will hear and obey on these affairs that you have mentioned. No doubt, we will follow that." قال فمن وفى منكم ذلك فأجره على الله So whoever amongst you fulfills that his reward is with Allah ومن أصاب شيئا من ذلك فعوقب به في الدنيا فهو كفارته And whoever falls into any of those harams that I've mentioned and he is punished for those affairs then that is his punishment in the dunya and that will be his expiation يعني خلاص he will meet Allah has already been punished for those affairs ومن أصاب من ذلك شيئا فستره الله and whoever does any of those affairs of haram which you have mentioned and Allah concealed it for him فأمره إلى الله his affairs with Allah إن شاء عفا عنه if he wills Allah will forgive him and overlook his sin وإن شاء عاقبه and if he wills, Allah will punish him. This hadith is in Bukhari, Kitab al-Naqib al-Ansar, showing you the virtues of the Ansar. As Imam Bukhari said, Bab wufud al-Ansar al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bi Makkah wa bay'at al-Aqaba. Hadith al-Raqam na'am, 3892. Fal-Asi, Sheikh Rabi says, the sinner, tahta mashi'ati Allah, is under the will of Allah. Because Allah said in the Quran, "Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha." Allah will never forgive that you commit shirk with Him, and He forgives anything else besides that to whomsoever He wills. So shirk is the sin that He will never forgive. Shirk, the person will be in the hellfire forever. Whether naam, and that is the major shirk. And as for minor shirk, shirk al asghar, then that is like the kabira. That is like a major sin. It's a minor shirk, for example, showing off, doing things for fame, sum'ah, yani ibadah for fame, and showing off sum'ah and riyah, and minor sins as well. There are some other minor sins, those swear by other than Allah. Yani, like you find some of the Egyptians and other than the Egyptians. Yani, but we hear it common in Egypt. If you go to Egypt, they, you hear it common. They say one Nabi, they swear by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is shirk, and it's minor shirk, but it's a major sin. And likewise, they say wahayati, they swear by their life. All of this is not allowed. Major sins in the hellfire forever. Major shirk in the hellfire forever. Minor shirk, the ulama, they mentioned that minor shirk, like the likes of these affairs, then the person will be punished, if it's like a major sin, for a long period of time. And the fact is, the person is threatened from being punished for a long period of time. So that is what we have read from what the ulama have said regarding the minor shirk. And that tafsir you can find also, in the shuruh of Kitab al-Tawheed, when they discuss the affairs of shirk. Naam. Because when shirk is mentioned in the Quran, in general, it's referring to the major shirk, not the minor. Naam. وفي هذا إذا مات العاصي فهو تحت مشيئة الله إن شاء عفى عنه وإن شاء عاقبه فهو الغفور الرحيم الحليم. So if Allah wills, He forgives that person who dies upon other than الشرك الأكبر. If he dies upon major sins, he will be under the will of Allah. If he doesn't first of all repent to Allah and ask for His forgiveness, then maybe that tawbah is his, it will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that major sin that he committed, and he becomes under Allah's will. If Allah wills, He punishes him, and if He wills, He forgives him. For Allah is al-ghafoor, He says, the all-forgiven, and is rahim, He is gracious to the believers, وَبِالْ مُؤْمِنِينَ الرَّحِيمًا, and is Haleem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is compassionate. نعم حتى إن العبد لا يأتي بأمثال الجبال من الذنوب فيعفو الله عنه. He says even the servant, he comes with sins the size of a mountain, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He forgives him. And that is similar to the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a man will come with sins the size of a mountain, and another narration mentions the foam of the sea, the size of the foam of the sea. Yani much sins, and he turns into to repentance sincerely, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him, subhanallah. And that is the will of Allah. If He wills, He forgives him, and if He wills, He punishes him. So اعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب وأن الله غفور رحيم. Know that Allah is strict in punishment, and He is غفور رحيم, of forgiving, most merciful. So don't forget the two. Don't forget the two. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Oh, my servant who has wronged himself, don't despair from the mercy of Allah. Allah forgives all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is of forgiving, most merciful. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we worship. Ar-Rahman. علم القرآن الرحمن. He is the most merciful who taught the Quran. علم الإنسان, and He taught mankind. He taught mankind that which they don't know. He taught them with the qalam. He taught them, and He taught them how to, to read. And He taught them as He taught Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم how to read and to benefit. نعم. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after mentioning that those people who fell into shirk, when He said, والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفور رحيما ومن تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يتوب إلى الله متابا. These verses, ya ikhwan, show you the compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy, the great mercy and graciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallah. For in these verses, the man, we have been forbidden from falling to shirk and falling into zina and falling into killing each other. All that is haram, is not allowed. And the one who does that, he will be punished in the hellfire. And the one who is deserving of that, to be in the hellfire forever, because he committed shirk, and for fornication, and for يعني killing, then he's still a believer. But he will be in the hellfire if Allah doesn't forgive him for a long period of time. But he's still considered to be a believer. How do we know that? He's still a Muslim. How do we know that? Because Allah said in Surah Al-Hujurat, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. He mentioned about the believers are brothers. And in the other verse he mentioned about يعني from the يعني they don't come out of Islam because of killing. وَإِنْ اِقْتَتَلَ طَائِفَةٌ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِنْ طَائِفَةٌ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. And when two groups of يعني kill each other or fight each other, then rectify between them, meaning they're still Muslim but they are sinful. They are sinful. نعم. So they don't leave Islam because of killing, but that is a major sin and a destructive sin. So Allah is Ar-Rahim, Al-Haleem. So the person should not say Fulan is in the hellfire or the Fulan is in paradise. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows specifically who's in there. But we hope that Fulan is Shaheed. We hope that he's a martyr. We hope, so long as he fulfills the conditions of that, we hope for them. But we cannot say Naam that a person is going to be in the hellfire forever. Like the Khawarij who go around calling Muslims Kuffar. Sheikh Rabi Habudah says, حَتَّى إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتِ بِأَمْثَالِ الْجِبَالِ مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ فَيَعْفُ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ صَاحِبُ السِّجِّلَّاتِ الَّذِي جَاءَ بِالذُّنُوبِ جَاءَ بِتِسْعَةَ وَتِسْعِينَ سِجِلًا كُلٌّ مِنْهَا مَدَّ الْبَصَرِ وَجَاءَ بِكَلِمَةِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَعَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. And that hadith is in Sahih Muslim. Ya Ikhwan, Sheikh Rabi Habudah says, look at the hadith of Bitaqa, the man who brought the 99 scrolls of bad deeds. One scroll is as far as the eyes can see of sins. But even that, Allah subhanahu take out for that person, La ilaha illallah, that bitaqa, that card, and in it is written, La ilaha illallah, and that would be put on the scales. And the person would think, what is that going to do for me? With all the destructive sins I have, what is that going to do for me? Ya Ikhwan, this shows you the importance of Tawheed. Kalimat al-Tawheed, La ilaha illallah. The honor of a Muslim is sacred, Ya Ikhwan. إِنَّ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَأَعْرَادَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ حَرَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. As the Messenger ﷺ said, that your blood and your property and your wealth is sacred for you. It's sacred. Every Muslim's blood and property and his wealth is sacred. And what is the thing? كَحُرَمَةِ هَذَا الْيَوْمِ كَحُرَمَةِ هَذَا الْمَكَانَ هَذَا الْبَلَدِ. Like the sacredness of this day. And that was the day of Arafah. Like the sacredness of this place, and that was Mecca, the Haram. Ya Ikhwan, the sacredness of the Ird of the Muslim is more sacred than the Kaaba itself. And look how sacred the Kaaba itself is. The Kaaba is sacred. We go and we do tawaf around the Kaaba because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated that for us. We kiss the stone not because to praise the stone or to worship the stone. The Hajjat al-Aswad, we don't do that for that. As Umar radiallahu anhu said, I know you're only a stone. But had I not seen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kiss you, I wouldn't have kissed you. So we don't worship the Kaaba. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the sacredness of the believer is honorable. So ya Ikhwan, be brothers. Be brothers. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. The sacredness of brotherhood of La ilaha illallah is sacred in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is sacredness in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of La ilaha illallah. Because of Kalimat al-Tawheed. So not only you are Muslims, but you are upon the Haqq insha'Allah. You are upon the Sunnah. Not only upon Tawheed. And this sacredness of brotherhood that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon us is wallahi indeed sacred. When Usama radiallahu anhu killed the mushrik, after he said La ilaha illallah, the Messenger said to him, you killed him, and he said La ilaha illallah. And he kept on repeating it until Usama said, radiallahu anhu, I only became Muslim that day. And he felt so remorseful, Usama radiallahu anhu. He felt so remorseful, and he said at the end, he said, another fitna occurred, I never took part in it. Fair enough, I'll kill another Muslim. But if he was a Muslim, yani, fair enough, I will take part in that fitna. And Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم kept on saying to him, how will you be on Yawm al-Qiyamah when La ilaha illallah defends this man? How will you be, ya akhi, on Yawm al-Qiyamah when La ilaha illallah defends a Muslim that you have oppressed? Call them a kafir. How will you be? You call a Muslim a kafir, how will you be on Yawm al-Qiyamah when La ilaha illallah comes defending this man? How will you be, ya Abdullah, when you oppress a believer on Yawm al-Qiyamah, he comes and takes from your deeds, your good deeds? Because the Messenger said, "Atadruna mal muflis?" Do you know who is the wretched one? They said, "Allah and His Rasul know best." But amongst themselves, they thought the wretched one is he who doesn't have any money. هذا هو المفلس ما عنده مال ولا درهم ولا دينار له. This is the muflis, they thought. Prophet said, "No, the muflis is he who will come on Yawm al-Qiyamah and shatama hada, he reviled this one. Wa akhadha mala hada, he took the wealth of this one." And he insulted this one. And he backbitten this one. And he slandered this one. This is the muflis. Because if you have any good deeds, it will be taken away from you. And if the person has bad deeds, you will be taking that. So how you're going to gather bad deeds and your good deeds are going to be reduced? That is the muflis. So ya Abdullah, be brothers. Be brothers for those who are deserving of your brotherhood. Those who are upon Tawheed and Sunnah. Be brothers for them. Be brothers. And compassionate, just as Allah is compassionate to you, has compassion to you, and Allah is Halim to you, and Allah is Rahman and Rahim to you, then be Rahim as well to your brothers. As Allah's Messenger, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ الرَّؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is described as Ra'uf with the believers. So don't be far away from the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be ra'uf with your brothers. Be ra'uf. Be kind and gentle. And be rahim with your brothers. Advising each other for the sake of Allah. Wishing for your brother will wish for yourself. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. None of you truly believe until he loves for himself. He loves for his brother what he loves for himself. So look at the advice of Sheikh Rabi'. And many a time he is advising us to be brothers. To withhold our tongue from fitna, from falling into sin and transgression, and that you end up being a report in the fitna. Wallahi, Sheikh Rabi used to hate that you be a reason for the fitna. And he used to advise many times in his Sharia classes, and he used to come to Medina. Wallahi, he came to Medina just to talk about brotherhood. In one time he came to Medina, and we gathered in one of his son's house, and he talked about this affair. Ya Ikhwan, the hurma of the Muslim is sacred. And he mentioned about the hurma of the Muslim and about brotherhood, and that don't be a reason for fitna. Don't be a reason for causing turmoil. The simat al-Muslim, what are the simat al-Muslim? He brings khair. The Prophet said, "Anfa'u afdalu nas," the best people, anfa'uhum linnas. Afdalu nas, anfa'uhum linnas. The best people are those who are beneficial to others. So all you have been is unbeneficial. All you have been is a fitna maker. All you have been is backbiting and slandering and lying and cheating. And these are, you gathered all those attributes. Bring benefit, ya akhi, to your community. Bring benefit to your family. In your family, you're causing fitna. With your wife and your children, you're causing fitna. And your mother and father, you're causing fitna. And your household, there is fitna. Ya Abdullah, we hear reports, wallah. And how household sometimes, question come about household. It's Allah salama. In a household you are causing fitna. But mashallah, when you come amongst the Salafi brothers and you come, mashallah, tabarakallah, you have the thawb above your ankles, which is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is not to be belittled. Because whatever is below the ankles is in the fire, as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. But you have that, and you grow the maid, you take care of those affairs. Take care also of the affairs of your house. Take care of your affairs of your children. And take care of the affairs of your families and your brothers around you. Take care of those affairs, ya Ikhwan. These are not to be belittled as well. For the hurma of the Muslim is sacred. However, the one who makes a mistake, na'am, the mistake is rejected. If he's from Ahlul Sunnah, as Shaykh Ubaid Hafidullah said, if he's from Ahlul Sunnah, his mistake is rejected. And his honor is kept. If he's from Ahlul Sunnah, if he's Salafi upon Tawheed and Sunnah, his mistake is rejected. He made a mistake, his mistake is refuted, just like Rasulullah SAW used to refute and negate the mistake, even amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. When Mu'adh radiallahu anhum led the people in prayer, and he led them, and he read with Baqarah, and Nisa, and Imran, he read, yani, long recitation, Salat al-Isha. They came back and complained to the Messenger SAW. Some of them even left the prayer. The Prophet ﷺ, when he saw Mu'ad radiallahu anhu, said, "Afattalun anta ya Mu'ad? Are you causing fitna, O Mu'ad? Are you causing fitna?" Yani, why? Because this is the, yani, amongst you, there are old and there are weak and there are, so when you are alone, you can pray long prayer. But when you are with the people, then be moderate in your salah. That doesn't mean rush it. It means be moderate. The Prophet ﷺ corrected the khatib while he's giving a khutbah. While he's giving a sermon, and he made a mistake. And what did he say? بِئْسَ خَطِيبَ الْقَوْمَ أَنْتِ. What an evil khatib you are to the people. Corrected him on the spot. But it doesn't mean his honor was not kept. The Prophet ﷺ said, if I said something which I am mistaken, yani over-exaggerated upon a statement that I've said, then I have stipulated, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already stipulated that anything that I have done as a mistake, then Allah will make it for that person a rahmah for that person on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And he's an Imam Muslim from the Husn Sunnah of Imam Muslim. Shaykh Ibn Muhsin mentioned this in his defense of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Because when the Prophet said, he was looking for one time Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, and he called for him, he didn't find him, and he didn't come. While he's calling him, he said, لا أشبع الله بطنك. A strong statement to Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. He said, may Allah not yani fill your tummy. لا أشبع الله بطنك. And some of the Rafida, they use this to speak against Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. But look what Imam Muslim did. He brought this hadith and he brought another hadith after it to defend Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And that is the hadith of Sulaim. Sulaim, one time the Prophet ﷺ saw her servant, her female servant, and he said to her, Anti, you are Sulaim. Yani when he saw her, and he said, La kabar Allahu sinnak, may you not be any older, meaning that you're old. May you not be any older. She went home crying to Sulaim. And Sulaim came out to the Rasulullah ﷺ, and she told the Messenger ﷺ, you said this about my servant. And because of this incident, the Prophet ﷺ said, oh Sulaim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stipulated that if I have said anything wrong to anybody, then anything wrong, it will be changed as a rahmah for them on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And Imam Muslim rahimahullah put that narration with the narration of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, to show you, ya Sunni, ya Salafi, that we respect Muawiyah radiallahu anhu and we love him. The mistake is rejected and the honor is kept for the Sunni Salafi person of Tawheed. So how about for Alim? How about for Alim of Ahlul Sunnah? Likewise, the honor is kept for his ilm that he holds and the mistake is rejected. Do you think the Alim doesn't make mistakes? Imam Malik rahimahullah said, كُلٌ يُوْخَدْ وَيُرَدِّ إِلَى صَاحِبَ هَذَا الْقَبْرِ. Everybody is to be accepted and rejected except the companion of this grave. And he said, any qawl that goes against the qawl of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is hit against the wall. It is hit against the wall. But what did Malik rahimahullah and what did the other a'imma, al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, say to each other? Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, it was said to him by Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, you are more knowledgeable than me. So when a statement I have said is mistaken, you tell me. You tell me. And all of them, they never call to the blind following of themselves. So just like we don't have blind following of A'immat al-Arba'a, we don't have blind following of any of the scholars. But rather we love all of them and we respect all of them. And ya Abdullah, don't fall into insulting your Muslim brother, let alone a'alim. Don't fall into that. So the hurmah of La ilaha illallah is honorable, ya ikhwan. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, as Sheikh Rabbi ends with, Inna Allah la yaghfiru yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha. Allah does not forgive that shirk is associated with him, but he forgives others, any other things besides that, to whomsoever he wills. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna wa man yushrik billah faqad harama Allah alayhi al-jannah wa ma'wahu an-nar wa ma lil-zalimina min ansar. In Surah Al-Ma'idah verse 72, whoever commits shirk with Allah, then Allah has made haram for him a paradise, and his end result is in the hellfire. Sheikh Rabbi, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah says, وَالرَّجْمُ حَقٌ عَلَى مَنْ زَنَى وَقَدْ أَحْسَنْ وَقَدْ أَحْسَنْ. Rajm, stoning, the adulterer, the man, وَقَدْ أَحْسَنْ, يعني he has already been married before, and he goes and he commits zina, he does adultery, falls into adultery, maybe with his neighbor's wife, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet forbade that, has been a major sin. After he mentioned shirk in hadith, where the Prophet was asked by Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, ayyu dhanbin a'zam, he said, an taj'ala lillahi niddan wa huwa khalaqak. He said, thumma madha? Qala an yuzaniya. أن يزاني حريرة أن يزاني حريرة جارك أن يزاني المرء حريرة جارك ثم ماذا أن يقتل أولاده خشية الإملاق أو أن يطعم معه. In one narration, what is the greatest sin? He said شرك بالله. Then what? He said that حليلة أو حريرة جارك, that you commit zina with the neighbor's wife. What is the next great major sin? That you kill your children, offspring, your children, fearing poverty, or that they will be fed with you. Allah has already provided for them. يَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ, as Allah says, He will provide for them and you. So don't fear. Don't fear poverty in having many kids. A lot of the kuffar, they have 2.5 children. Don't be like that. Na'am, even the half a child, I don't know how they even do that. Yeah, and it's half. Or they have two children and a dog. This is the usual trait of the kuffar. And then children, when they get older at 18, they kick them out and bring the dog instead, because the dog, they say, is man's best friend. But the child is, when they get older, they start swearing at their parents. That's Allah salama. But for you, Abdullah, don't fear that. Don't fear poverty. أن تقتل ولدك أو أولادك خشية الإملاق أو أن يطعم معك. حليلة تجارك. So you fear that you fall into, يعني sorry, you fall into adultery. And subhanAllah, we hear reports, wallah. We hear reports of brothers, married brothers. نسأل الله السلامة يا إخوان. They're married, and they try to ascribe to this blessed da'wah السلفية. And yet Allah مستعان. Allah مستعان, they do not fear Allah. They enter into the haram in secret. And they go onto the internet and they look at the haram. And they look at bad images. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Doesn't he know that Allah is watching him? إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْسَادِ. Allah is ever watchful. قَالَ إِبْنَ عَبَّاسِ يَسْمَعْ وَيَرَى. So be warned from Allah's sight. And be warned from Allah's hearing. He hears what you're doing and what you're saying. And Allah, as Messenger of Allah said, that Allah, that Rasulullah said one day, because Sa'd radiallahu anhu was jealous, he's one of the most jealous individuals, yani jealous of his wife and jealous of his family. And the Prophet said, I am more jealous than Sa'd. And he said, Allah is more jealous than me. Allah is more jealous of his deen than anybody else, ya akhi. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may take revenge over what you're doing. So you fall into the haram in secret, and you look into the prohibited matters, and you look into the naked women. Nasallahu alayhi wa sallam. Would you like that for your sister? Would you like that for your wife? Would you like that for your mama? No, you would not. So why do you do that with other people? So fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتْ وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُوهَا وَخَالِقِ النَّاسِ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. As in the narration of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that fear Allah wherever you are, not just in front of the brothers, and the sister, not only in front of the sisters you are good, and mashallah she's a good sister, but in front of your husband you answer back, and you're argumentative, and you are doing haram behind closed doors. So fear Allah, ya amat Allah, O worshipper of Allah, male and female, fear Allah, for a day will come when no child will aid you, and no wealth will aid you. So fear Allah before that time, when you are judged on Yawm al-Qiyamah for being ungrateful to your husband. Inam, kufr al-ashira, that you are ungrateful to your husband. And fear Allah, O father, that you are neglectful of your children and your wife and your family. For indeed the Prophet said, kafa bil mar'i ithman an yudayya man ya'ul. It is enough sin for a person is that he neglects those who are underneath him. So adultery, those penal codes that have to be applied for adultery, which is stoning to death. This is the deen of Allah, and we accept it. But that's only after what? After the witnesses are gathered, the four witnesses. And even that is not easy to be gathered. Four just witnesses must gather that. Trustworthy witnesses of adulthood, Muslim, they must gather that. If they don't, they are to be flogged. Look at the justice of Islam. But by the kuffar system, the so-called democratic system, which always changes anyway, it changes and changes and changes. And what do you have in the end? Just the other day, I was listening to the radio, LBC, discussion about the prison services, complaints from prison officers. Now it's not allowed for them to even search the people coming in. So they said that they bring in drugs, they bring in mobile phones, they can run a crime from inside the prison while they're being punished. And what is their punishment? Hot water inside the prison, 3 meals a day, television, sport, basketball, whatever you want. Wallahi, this prison officer, he said, I pay for the electricity to have hot water, and I pay for 3 meals a day, and I pay to have a roof over my head, and I pay for television license, and I pay for all of this, and this man gets it free. After what? After he's stolen a car, after he's burgled a house, after he's killed somebody, after all of that criminal activity, this is the service he gets. This is the punishment he gets. And wallah, it's not a punishment, it's a service. It's a service. They should put it on the yellow pages as a service that they give to the community. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, and they go and criticize Islam. Criticize Islam for the penal codes that Allah has legislated. The one who is the all wise, the all compassionate, the most merciful, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the kind. And they want to criticize Allah Azza wa Jal. And yet you get these weak Muslims, these Muslims who don't have any, they memorize the Quran, they don't have understanding the deen of Allah, and yet they want to sympathize with the kuffar. Like Osama Hassan, who goes around saying that he doesn't really agree with it, you know, and this, and tries to compromise the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. How? How are you going to compromise the deen of Allah? أَفَ حُكْمُ الْجَاهِلِيَ يَبْغُونَ. Is it the ignorant laws that they want? The laws that are not based upon the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ahmad rahimullah says, وَالرَّجْمْ حَقْ. It is haq. عَلَى مَنْ زَنَى وَقَدْ أَحْسَنْ إِذَا اَعْتَرَفَ أَوْ قَامَتْ عَلَيْهِ بَيِّنَى. If, Imam Ahmad says, if he admits that he has done it, or if he has been accused rightly by 4 just witnesses, فَقَدْ رَجَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم also partook in al-rajm. And also the A'immat al-Rashidun, they also did al-rajm. So this is the laws of Allah, but obviously that's not for each and every one of us. This is for the leader of the Muslims. This is for the leader of the Muslims. And since we are close to iftar, we can stop there, inshallah. Wallahu a'lam. وصلى الله وسلم على خير خلق الله محمد وآخر الدعوان الحمد لله رب العالمين. And inshallah the next درس We want to finish the book inshallah, and we are running out of time. The next dars will be tomorrow Asr inshallah, 6 o'clock. And I want your istishara. What about Dhuhr, after Dhuhr? No problem? And those who miss Dhuhr, they can get the recording. Because why? We have less than 9 pages, inshallah. 8 pages left. We have enough time. So tomorrow we finish, inshallah. Wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala khayri khalqi Muhammad wa akhid ala alhamdulillah. Wallahi is a ni'mah. We study the books of Aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah with Ahl al-Ilm explanation. There's khair in it. In the midst of London. Na'am. Faykum barakah. Is there any questions or corrections before we break iftar?
Yeah, brother.
Na'am.
But what's this, the jury system?
If they ask you to do jury service. Yani, what do they do? They end up putting you in prison.
No,
I'm saying if you don't do it, would they put you in prison?
Yeah,
what we'll do is, inshallah, that question, inshallah, hopefully, after tomorrow, if we can have a link up with one of the scholars, we ask some of these questions, that would be very good, wallah. So I'll do my best, not for tomorrow, and we'll try and do it, inshallah, link up. And then we ask one of the ulama, especially this question here, because this doesn't affect only you, it affects lots of people. Naam, and I'm not going to put myself in a situation, yani, that's not my level. And Allah says, if you don't know something, you say, Allah alam. وَلَا تَكْفُ مَا لَيْسِ لَكِ بِعِلْمِ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصْرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّهُ لَا يَكَانَ عَنُ مَسْئُولًا. Everyone's going to be questioned and responsible. So don't put yourself in a situation you can't handle. Naam, ya akhi. Again, that one we'll ask inshallah. Allahu alam, Allahu alam. Next one. And Malik said more than many times, Allahu alam. And the person said to him, you say Allahu alam, what about we have to go all the way back to our people from the other place where we came from, far away? He said, tell them Malik doesn't know. Hey, naam, ya akhi.
A wife.
We talk about it, inshallah, see what you mean exactly. And la adri, because there may be some young people here. And Sheikh Ubaidi advised on these issues. And if there's young people around, it's better we discuss it. But anyway, going back to something which we find, wallahi, we hear stories. Brothers chit-chatting on the internet with sisters. And one thing leads to another, ya akhi. Allah says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا zina. Don't come close to zina. First is the talking, next is the feeling, and the third thing is what? First thing is what? Zina. And if you are married and you're doing that, filth upon filth, ya akhi. You don't fear Allah that you fall into adultery, you're deserving of being stoned to death in the Sharia of Allah Azza wa Jal. So some people, no matter how much they try to ascribe to this da'wah, you have to fear Allah. Your akhlaq must be good as well. It's not academics. You just learn a few, one or two words. It's not like that. This is the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we must be very careful that we don't fall into these major sins, because they are destructive and they will land you in the hellfire for a long period of time. Naam. And wallah, we feel disgusted when we hear something like that. Muslim, and he says, I am upon Tawheed and Sunnah, and yet he falls into adultery. I have to be disgusted about these affairs. Naam. 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 Good question. The Prophet said, Ma asfala. Ma asfala. Ma bi ka'bayfa fi nar. Just general, any garment. Because ma in Arabic language is what? General. Not just trousers. He said,
Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
So just to finish the question the brother asked, he said, the hadith which mentions about the garments, if they are below your ankles, is in then whatever is below your ankles is in the fire. Is it only, what kind of garment is it? Is it trousers or thobe? Because there's some takfiris who go around saying, no, it's only yani trousers, it's only trousers. So you can, the thobe can go down below your ankles. This is batil, no doubt, because the Prophet said in that hadith, ma asfala. ما بكعبين ففي النار ما أسفلا يعني whatever is below your ankles whatever and ما in the Arabic language here is general يفيد العموم so whatever is below and whether you do it out of pride or you don't do it out of pride and those who do it out of pride is worse they will come on يوم القيامة Allah won't look at them لا ينظر إليهم ولا يزكيهم And nor will he purify them. And also they will have adabun alim, a grievous punishment. So and those who, that's those who do it out of pride. And those who don't do it out of pride, then there is a punishment for them. Does he apply for women
as well?
No. The women, they have to cover from head to toe. The women, they cover. Nafi mushkila. The women, they cover, alhamdulillah. From the hadith of Salama, where she, the Prophet ﷺ clarified to her that it's even up to even her feet are covered. No, even her feet are covered. SubhanAllah. Say again? If they say no, then it's. Wallahi, shuf, you advise them with beautiful preaching. Because we live in a society, nas'Allah salama, where woman is like a commodity. She's been wasted and she doesn't know it. She doesn't know it. She thinks she's good, feeling good. People looking at her. She's been wasted, made cheap in the community, unfortunately. But Allah has raised the woman. Allah has raised the woman with hijab such that they are not affected, they're not harmed. SubhanAllah, Allah has raised the woman. So why does she want to go debased? ايوه خليه يتوضا علمه الوضوء خليه الان هو في بدايه حديث عاد بالاسلام نعم if the women if they cover up they should cover up properly with the شروط of hijab hijab is not just a piece of cloth you put on your head hijab has conditions that they must fulfill نعم